Thank you for joining this guided prayer walk. In the coming time, I'm going to lead you through a time of prayer for our city. I'll share scripture with you, pray, give some topics to pray for, but most importantly, I will say nothing to give you space to pray. Today's focus is bless the city with the question, what is God stirring in me? Lord Jesus, as I enter prayer now, I lift my eyes to you. Heavenly Father, I long to connect with your heart today. Jesus, I worship you as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Holy Spirit, guide me as I pray. I long to partner with you as I pray for the kingdom to come. And so I begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen. The focus of our prayer time today is different than in the previous 6 weeks. Over the last couple of weeks, we have prayed for the churches and organizations in our city, the poor and the vulnerable, our own neighborhoods, expats, international students, and the local authorities. Today, the focus of our prayers will be more contemplative, listening. Our central question today will be, Lord, what are you stirring in my heart when it comes to this city? And so today we begin with a time of silence and listening. Lord, as I become quiet, speak to me. I open my ears to what you want to say. I open my eyes to what you want to reveal. And I open my heart to what you want to do. to the Jewish people in exile in Babylon. The prophet Jeremiah wrote that they needed to get comfortable with the idea that they were going to be there for a while. 70 years, he said, until I'll bring you back to Jerusalem. And Jeremiah told them, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will prosper. Like the Jews in the 6th century before Christ, we may also feel like we're in exile sometimes. We belong to the kingdom of heaven, but are living in a city that rejects our king. And so, as exiles in a land that sometimes feels foreign to us, we are called to seek the peace and prosperity of our city. We are called to be a blessing to our city. And so I pray today, Lord, Jesus, take my life and make me a blessing to this city. Guide me to be a blessing to the people around me as a representative of your kingdom. There are three ways that we are called to be a blessing to this city. The first one is intercession, something we have exercised through these prayer walks. And even though the effect of our prayers is so often unseen, we can be confident that they do have impact. I'm reminded of Moses, who had to climb a mountain as the Israelites were going into battle and hold up his staff as a sign of intercession. And it says, as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Lord, help me to be a person of prayer. I know that you are calling me to pray the way that Moses did, believing that kingdom breakthroughs happen through my consistent intercession. Lord, please bring to my mind a situation that I have stopped praying for, that you are actually asking me to begin praying for again. I bring this person or situation before your throne again. I believe that you have not given up yet. But please, Lord, meet me in my unbelief and give me faith and determination to pray for this consistently again. Thank you. Second way we are called to be a blessing to the city is through serving. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells his disciples that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Through simple acts of kindness, serving others and being available to others, that we shine the light of the gospel and flavor this world with the love of Christ. Lord, in what way are you calling me again to serve others? Where have I lost my servant heart or ignored a need that you called me to meet? I humble myself before you now and ask you to fill me again with the Spirit of Jesus, the King who knelt down to wash the feet of sinners. Lord, I know that this is a dangerous prayer. But will you point me to a need this week that I can meet? Who is someone that I can serve? How can I flavor this world with your love this week? third way we are called to be a blessing to the city is through sharing the good news. Isaiah 52 says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" Jesus, I confess that too often I remain quiet, even when there is a clear opportunity to talk about you. I ask you, Lord, to fill me again with your Spirit to overflow. Fill me again in such a way that your words will just come bursting out of me, appropriate or not. And lead me to people this week that are open to hear about the hope that I carry with me every day. The Apostle Paul told us to offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, holy and pleasing. As I walk, I look down at my feet and I bless them in Jesus' name. I bless them to be carriers of your good news. I also look at my hands and bless them, that they may be used to serve others, proclaiming the kingdom through my actions. I put my hands on my chest and bless my heart. And I ask you to move it again for the things that move you. In the same way, I bless my ears that I may hear the way that you hear. Help me to be attentive to others, understanding, and available. I bless my eyes that I may always see the best in others and look on them with love instead of judgment. And lastly, I bless my mouth. When the time comes to mention Jesus in a conversation or testify of who you are and what you've done, that the words I speak will not be my own, but yours. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you that my prayers are meaningful to you. Thank you that somehow, even though I cannot see it, they contribute to change, because I've prayed to an Almighty Father who has given power and authority to the prayers of his children. Therefore, Lord, receive my prayers as an offering and use them to unleash your kingdom in our city. Amen.